As Illinois considers the thorny public policy issues surrounding autonomous vehicles, State Farm doesn't just want a seat at the table, it actually owns the table. State Farm hosted the recent Framing the Future of Mobility in Illinois kickoff event in Bloomington. It's organized by the State Departments of Transportation and Commerce and Economic Opportunity and the Illinois Autonomous Vehicles Association. Stakeholders will meet three more times in hopes of producing some white papers that will guide policymakers in Illinois and self-driving cars and related technology. State Farm lawyer Ryan Gamelgard is one of State Farm's top voices on autonomous driving. Gamelgard says they're focused on three areas: movement of people, goods, and agriculture.
We are the number one auto insurer in the country, and so we have over 40 million auto policies. And so as transportation changes, as mobility changes, that's likely to impact our policyholders. It's likely to create different opportunities for us, have different impacts on how we cover people. But I also think that from an overall perspective, all of this innovation, all of these advancements nicely align with our history as an innovation company. I mean, if you go back to our founding here in Bloomington almost 100 years ago, it was really an innovative idea that created State Farm, right? It's the idea that, hey, we're going to actually create some insurance products that allow people who were paying too much for insurance to actually get charged an appropriate rate. And as simple and straightforward as that may sound, that was a pretty radical concept at the time. And now look, you know, we're the number one insurance company in the country and one of the largest companies in the country. And so we've tried to continue that goal of advancing innovation, and certainly in the automotive, kind of technology and safety space, we've been big proponents of a lot of innovation-related issues. And so, you know, there is a direct impact to our business and to our policyholders, but helping make sure that we frame the future of mobility in Illinois to reflect some of the innovation principles that we have, that's something that's very important for us. And so when we had the opportunity to help kick off this working group and this workshop, we felt that it was a nice privilege to have. It was a really good position to be in because it aligns with some of our values and principles, but at the same time, we're also able to bring and host all these different groups here in Bloomington. So it was a pretty exciting concept.
So to get into the weeds a little bit, I think the whole question of liability gets really interesting, gets really muddy when you start thinking about autonomous vehicles, because, you know, right now for a lot of people, you know, you have insurance for your personal vehicle, for yourself. It's done individually. And with autonomous vehicles, does State Farm expect liability to sort of migrate from individual people to more to the manufacturers, the licensors, those who have the license for the software itself, the creators of that technology?
Yeah, and you know, this is one thing that we've been very focused on, obviously, from an insurance company perspective. It's, what is the insurance policy of the future look like as more and more responsibility goes to the vehicle or the operating system? I think on one hand, it's good that I think it's important to realize, and certainly something that we've realized, is, you know, all the projections that automated vehicles are going to take over the roads in the next 5 or 10 years are probably way too optimistic, and there's a lot of time to really evolve and get this thing right. And then also continue to do research, and we invest heavily in human factors-related research, which is basically examining the role in the interplay between the human and the vehicle itself. And so as the vehicle takes more and more control over things, we're showing more and more research showing that people are disengaging from the driving task, right? And so if you don't have to worry about driving, you're more likely to be texting, you know, looking at videos on your phone, and things like that. And so, yeah, I think as you kind of project into the future, if you have a level 5 vehicle, which would be defined as the vehicle can drive itself anywhere at any time, there are going to be questions about who is actually in control, who owns that vehicle, and if it's a manufacturer that owns that or if it's a company that owns that vehicle and is responsible for programming it, then I think it becomes probably more of a product liability consideration at play. And that would change the way that some of our insurance policies work. But in the near term, the bigger question is, when you have more and more vehicles that kind of fall between level 0 and level 5, who's in control of the vehicle, who ultimately has responsibility, and then how do you tailor an insurance policy to address those different roles. That's currently the evolution that the insurance industry is kind of in the middle of right now, looking at how do you start to develop insurance products that address all different aspects of those risks. But it's still a work in progress. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of research to be done. And that's kind of where not just State Farm, but I would suggest the entire insurance industry is at right now.
It's State Farm autonomous vehicle expert Ryan Gamelgart.